Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week, let's remember, in the maze of life, God will guide you. So our guest today's, and there's two of them, Happy Hara and John Dennis Gouvert. He's author of many books, but they're also one of our favorite hosts here on HealthyLife.net, and they have a wonderful show called The Crystal Quest. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information as well as answering your questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. Again, we have with us Happy Hara and John Dennis Gouvert. And Happy Hara is a crystal energy expert. She's a crystal astrologer, which we might get into a little bit later on, a Reiki practitioner and earth energy grid researcher, which I also want to know a little bit more about. And John Dennis Gouvert is a Zen Rashi and Tibetan Buddhist Lama, a Feng Shui master, astrologer, a Shodo calligrapher, and I want to know about that, and a Qigong healer, which we love. So, whew, that was a lot. How are you, Happy and John Dennis? You know, people don't know because, you know, when you're doing your show, they don't realize how great you people are.
Well, you're making it sound great, Linda.
Well, we all are part of the whole, and we all are great in our own ways. Happy, let's get to you first. Can you briefly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background, and then we're going to get into a little bit about earth energy grid researcher, and later on John Dennis will tell us all about his stuff, and then we'll share some stories. We'll have some fun, okay? All right, so you go first, Happy.
you did sort of already briefly introduce me to kind of go a little bit deeper. I have a background in psychology. I've always kind of been obsessed with psychology too, which really helped me with all the work I then went into. I went more metaphysical. Having that background, in psychology just helped me support, you know, people more when I'm doing crystal energy work. I work at Canyon Ranch and I'm a consultant there where I do crystal energy sessions, help people find the crystals that they need, help them develop grids, help them to learn how to use crystals. And I also do like crystal astrology, which goes a lot deeper than astrology. I kind of think of astrology as very diagnostic, but the crystals are the medicine. So I love that approach because I can tell people, you know, not just like what's going on with their chart, but like start giving them tools to kind of start shifting the energy. Then kind of getting into the earth energy research, there's vortexes on the Canyon Ranch property. So I actually take people on tours of the property to the vortexes and teach them how to find them, how to feel them, how to interact with them, how to flow with the energy. I'm not limited to that one site. I have gone all over the world looking for vortex energy sites, and ley lines. And I kind of think of that as kind of like one of my side passions, and I probably will end up writing a book about it at some point because I've been to a lot of really interesting sites.
Well, I think that's great. I've found when I go to vortexes, which usually sometimes find me. I don't know how, but they do. And I find that there's always a primary energy and a secondary energy. So the primary could be electromagnetic, and then the other one would be electrical, or in some cases, like Bell Rock, it's more electrical than electromagnetic. And I know that the electromagnetic energy for me, which I'm, as a psychic, I was tested, and I have more electromagnetic energy than electrical energy, where most psychics are electrical energy. And so when I get into different kinds of, you know, like Cathedral Rock or some of these places, the healing will come about on that from the electromagnetic stuff. And so it's kind of interesting. And yet when I go to Bell Rock, I can change weather. You know, I can have clouds come in. I can start rain. It's really interesting how the energy goes through. And it's, and I used to take people on, there's a small, very quiet, because it's in the middle of L.A., up in Solstice Canyon, there is a Malibu vortex where I used to take people to meditate and do, you know, visualization and things there at the vortexes. And vortexes are where ley lines, these are underground energy lines, cross, and then they produce these wonderful things. Now, there's also negative ones, too, that that can come around, and I've been around a couple of those, but have to do them the 1-2 punch and say, see you later.
And, yeah, so I usually tell people, you know, like if they're at some site and they're starting to feel sick or nauseous, you know, just withdraw.
Exactly.
You know, like there's easy ways to tell.
Right. So it's really interesting. And so you can, not only can you help heal people on these grids, you know, you can also help heal the planet and the earth.
Yeah.
You know, which is really good. You know, we got to understand it's not all about us. You know, we have to make sure that we're giving and receiving in balance, right?
I was at Devil's Tower last year with another person, and we were doing a ceremony of gratitude, and you know, and all of a sudden the Devil's Tower, which they really, the Native Americans call Bear Lodge, they don't actually like it being referred to as Devil's Tower.
Right.
It's like that, you know, that you know, canonical peak all of a sudden just started like there was this weird little cloud formation appeared at the top, and it started like almost like it was smoking incense or something. And I was like, oh wow, like this place, the veil is really thin. It can really hear your prayers quickly. Like nature was responding immediately.
Right.
So I agree with you. You know, like if you find these certain sites, and you're working with nature and you're really opening up and communing, it will respond.
Right. And, you know, always try and stay in a positive vein and allow things to pass through you. I think sometimes the energies passing through you will help heal you. When you start to fight or resist it, that is when sometimes you are stopped in maybe your spiritual growth. I know that wherever I go, it's really interesting. If I'm supposed to get a spiritual lesson, a hawk comes around and circles around my head. And I mean, I was signing my first my second book deal in one of the top publishers in New York, and in the middle of the city on the west side, my girlfriend and I were walking towards me signing that deal, and the hawk in the middle of the city was circling me, and everybody was looking up and saying, "What the heck is that?" And my girlfriend says, "Oh, here it is." I said, "Yeah, here it is." You know, so just crazy. So, you know, we have to be one. Let's get to John Dennis. John Dennis, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and what is a Tibetan Buddhist Lama?
Oh, okay, that's a lot.
I know, I know. I like that.
Yeah. I would say that my background is, I started off just, you know, in college studying writing and literature and things like that. And then, you know, everything just sort of took off. I took a course in Oriental literature and religions. And then from that moment I was like, why didn't they teach this to me earlier? So, I mean, it felt so familiar. So, like, from that moment on, it just opened the door to Asia, to me. And then I just started doing a number of things, one of which was, doing Zen meditation, mostly because I was trying to create inner peace for myself. I wasn't really kind of pursuing a career or anything like that. It was just, you know, like so many things in life, you just take one step and then you take whatever the next step is from that, and then you take whatever the next step is from that, without a giant plan. So that's pretty much what happened. And so, and then I went on then to study, I got an MBA in, management and especially healthcare administration. So, healing became a giant thing, that I was doing like professionally, but at the same time, there's a whole connection with it when you start to learn the meditative arts and, you know, the energy that courses through the body, et cetera. So the next thing, you know, I'm doing is like studying that even more and more, and Tai Chi and, you know, and Qigong and a number of other kind of energy practices and things like that. And then partly the healing led me to a Tibetan Lama who was a doctor. And I wanted to like study. I mean, it was just so innocuous in one sense. I wanted to study the medicine Buddha practice. That's all I wanted to do. That was it. That was my entire intention.
Boy, did they get you. boy, yeah. Did they get you. Ha ha.
Well, it was. And then I got this other empowerment of the Red Tara. And then I said afterwards, I said, wait, I didn't come for that. He goes, oh, don't worry.
Funny.
We should do that later. And then just, you know, sort of step by step. And then I have had the great good fortune to meet a number of really incredible teachers. And that's really what helped my life an incredible amount.
And now you're helping people.
Just, you know, and the practices. And then particularly, you know, a major practice, of course, in Zen and Tibetan side is development of compassion with wisdom. So it is about helping people, you know, in an approximate kind of way, and then helping them in whatever kind of way you can.
Or just
so
leading them. Right. Or sometimes just leading them to where their realization comes in, which is, I think, one of your strongest suits. I mean, that's my psychic thing coming in, but, you know. But I think that's one of your strongest suits is not to, to let them discover things. You know, I think it's wonderful what you do.
Yeah, it's important because otherwise, if you tell people you have to do that, then it creates resistance, and it's like, well, why do I have to do that? I don't need to do that. But if you just say, you may want to do that, you know, and this is a benefit, and then you don't put a lot more energy into it after that, you know, and then they start thinking about it. Oh, maybe it is a good thing.
Yeah, as long as we grow.
And then it's their enthusiasm that carries them from that point on, and it's not, you know, it's not like... It's not pressure. It's not social pressure.
Now, tell me a little bit about what is Shodo calligrapher? What is that? Calligraphy is right, you know, is drawing. Well, whatever it is, it's kind of using ink. I used to do it. I don't know how to explain it, but I used to do it, you know, when I was in art school, you know.
Well, shodo just means the way of the brush.
Oh.
Literally in Japanese, that's what it means. And of course all of the, you know, the characters are written with brush and ink. And so shodo, turns out to be like one of a group of practices that are called the do or the daos or they're called
right.
The ways when you translate it.
Right.
And really you sort of like the arts are used for you and maybe your teachers also to like kind of assess how you're doing in your main practice, like in your main meditation practice, in your main spiritual practice, because everything you do obviously shows up everywhere, but as you cultivate these arts, you're not really cultivating them to become a famous artist or anything, although some people do that. You're doing it in order to watch what's happening, just like how the lines go, and it's like, is that a self-conscious line, or is that or is that just an expression of your inmost self? You know, and it's like each stroke is really about that. It's like, did my mind waver here? you know, what happened with it. So that's what Shoto is. So it's Chinese calligraphy. One of my teachers, I saw this very, very complicated, piece of calligraphy. And, you know, it's like when people get into it, they're just doing sort of like energy signatures of, you know, as the brush moves them. And I said, what does it mean? Because I couldn't read the character. And then he showed me exactly how the person had written it, which was, you know, very, you know, but he did it in the air, because that's what happens, right?
Right.
Yeah, right in front of you. And then I said, but what does it mean? And then he did the same thing over and over again, you know, down to the end. I went, oh, the energy. And then he went, yeah.
Well, have you ever thought about looking at someone and doing a Shoto character for them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, because I think that would be really interesting on if, you know, if whatever they're thinking about, you can get that energy and put forth a character that might help them move through it or get through it easier. Anyway, that just came to me, so I'm going to throw that out to you.
Well, it's, you know, it is a practice, and I've been to it a lot of times. Like, one of my teachers did that. He'd be a group of people, and someone would, you know, kind of raise their hand. He'd focus on them, and then he'd write a calligraphy and then give it to them, and it was sort of like, it was the meaning of it, yeah, and it was like the expression of the energy there, and then you put it up at home, or wherever you meditate frequently, where you can see it, and you can feel the energy, and, you know, it is an amazing, it itself is another kind of like amazing sub-practice.
Right. I think that you should start that when you're going out, and you guys do crystal shows and stuff like that? Do you guys do that?
We haven't done shows. I do crystal shows.
Well, bring him along and have him do that. That'll make you sell more crystals. Put a crystal with it. Say, okay, it's an extra $150 for him to give you this, and here's the crystal to help manifest it too. No, because it would really help people. Anyway, I'm going to throw that out. So, Happy, how did you two get together, and what inspired you to get into crystals?
Well, John Dennis and I actually met at Canyon Ranch, which is a health and healing resort here in Tucson. And so I was already working there as the crystal energy expert, and then they hired John Dennis to do like Chinese astrology and to give feng shui consultations. And so, you know, over a period of time, since our offices were nearby, you know, we both discovered that we had this like really strong interest in Native American sites energy around Native American sites. I mean, that's probably really what originally connected us to kind of work together. And we even went to some sites nearby in Tucson that had like, you know, petroglyphs at them and, you know, and started discovering that there were vortexes at petroglyph sites, and we went to some other archaeological sites. And then we were at the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, and, you know, I was, you know, buying crystals, and, you know, and I ran across something that was, you know, called a Chintamani stone, and then John Dunn started telling me what the Chintamani was, like what it means in Sanskrit and some other meanings, and then also I realized, oh wow, nobody really knows what this stone is.
Right.
And then we came up with this idea to write a book about it, because it seemed like it was like something that was in the crystal realm hiding in plain sight. So we spent a few years writing the book, but, you know, the book ended up resulting in us doing a radio show together too, and we have some other planned books in the future. But that's kind of how we got together. And, but I mean, I was interested in crystals way before I met John Dennis. I've been working with crystals since I was a child. I've just been obsessed with them. And then over the years, I became a crystal, dealer, you know, and the world's largest gem and mineral show is here in Tucson. So that, of course, you know, supported my interest every year. And I really started as a crystal collector. I kind of consider myself a crystal nerd because, you know, I know the chemistries of the crystals and I know the names and everything. But I kind of got into the metaphysical properties, or got seriously into that a little bit later.
Right.
So that's kind of like that's what kind of got me into crystals. It's just a lifelong obsession with it since I was a child.
Yeah, me too. We've got to go to break, but when we come back, we're going to find out more about John Dennis and Happy Hara. So stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Happy Hara and John Dennis Govere. And we are talking all about everything we want to, you know, because we can, you know. So, John Dennis and Happy have a wonderful show here on our network the second Monday of every month at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're interested, they do a really great show, so everybody should kind of tune in, which is one of the reasons why I'm doing this, is because we have such wonderful hosts that are actually out helping other people that sometimes they don't even market themselves. And here I am saying, no, you guys are great. You gotta, you know, people need to know about you. And it's true, you know, because everybody here on this network is handpicked because they want to help people or the planet. They come from a very good vibe. They come from that place of positive energy, and I just want to say, I may not get to you a lot, but I do love you both very, very much, and I want to say thank you so much, because you're helping to make positivity for many people. I don't know if you know this, but we went up 57% in audience reach last year. We're going to 89.5 million listeners a year, 7.5 million listeners a month. And, and it's very big, and we're helping people. We're the only thing there left. Every other radio station has kind of went away. So it's really important for us to keep going. And I'm trying to do that tooth and nail, but we're going to keep going until we can't. So there we go.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And it's just mushrooming. And I think a lot of it is because they were pushing away natural health. You know, even the search engines, because Amazon and all of these people, Google and stuff, are all getting into medical stuff. And so they eliminated all of that natural health or anything. So you can't even find it on the eighth page of a search engine. If you put in an herb, they'll say here's what the FDA says, here's what the CDC says, you know. And so, you know, there's no place to get natural health medicine. And crystals, Qigong, these are energy healing stuff, you know, and crystals have healing powers. I use crystals all the time. I mean, I sleep with sodalite between my mattress and my box spring because, you know, I have stomach issues and I just lay on my stomach and I can get to sleep and I don't have any digestive issues, you know? So, I mean, these things work. I mean, I used to use Qigong a lot because, I got taught by a Korean master and he was incredible. He was, head of the acupuncture committee in the state of California. And he was he was not only acupuncture, he was like really spiritual. And so Qigong is so powerful for healing that it's amazing because we're redirecting energy. And so nobody has this, and we have to reach the young people because, we have done successful things with them because they understand living in the moment. They understand a little bit about be here now, but they're just touching the surface of it, and the people that are teaching them now are making them more into ego and how can I use it for me rather than how can we use it for the we, you know? And that's why we're important, right? I think so.
Yeah.
So, John Dennis, tell me, can you share some of your milestones and achievements?
Well, as long as we're on acupuncture, I was working in Western medicine for a long time in hospitals and worked even for the health department of the city of Chicago. I eventually just had one of those, you know, breaking realizations that I needed to learn more about acupuncture. And I did that and then led me on a path to, get together with a number of people and we opened up an acupuncture college in, Seattle, Washington, called the Northwest Institute of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. And then we had a whole, like in California, it was the most open to acupuncture or what's now being called TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, mm-hmm. because it includes acupuncture and herbology and Tuinam, the different kind of massages and, you know, and Qigong and, you know, like the internal practices like that. So all of that came together because I had sort of, you know, I kind of understood that it was a package together. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, this is just acupuncture. And so partly in doing that, I was really blessed in meeting a lot of really incredible Chinese, well, traditional Chinese medicine doctors, you know, Korean, Japanese, and obviously Chinese. And, you know, getting to work with them and, just learning. I mean, that was an amazing thing.
Wow.
And then it went on for a number of years. I think about, you know, the school went on for about 26 years after that before it faded. But I was no longer, you know, part of it by that time. You know, I had thought at the time that if I had gone into Chinese medicine, you know, I could have helped a bunch of people by, you know, doing treatments. And then I realized that at the end of a certain number of years that we had graduated 250, acupuncturists. And it's like, they're going to treat way more people than I will ever treat in
right.
a lifetime. Even if they're part-time.
Right. I understand that because, you know, I was out doing my thing, and I had my own radio show since 1996 in traditional radio doing positive talk. And but when I, you know, I was, it's a funny story, but, you know, I was offered a, Crossing Over was a big TV show, and I was big in television back then. Not big, big, but as a personality. And they asked me if I wanted to do that, and I said no, because it was kind of staged a little bit. And I said, no, I won't do that unless it's in truth. So they said, well, great, Mary from Sci-Fi said, well, you make something up. We love working with you. And I said, yeah, you like working with me, because at that time, the camera people were still holding the big cameras on their shoulders, and, and they would get tired. And because I had electromagnetic energy, I'd say, hey, and I'd pull out all the paint, and they could go on shooting. Or if the lighting went down, or if there was camera problems, I could put the cameras back up, So they loved it. So, I went home, and God came, and he said, hey, if you want to, I want you to start a radio station. I said, what? I'm just about to make it to the big time over here. And he goes, yeah, well, you could do what you want. And I said, yeah, like I'm going to argue with God. I said, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. But when I get upstairs, we're going to have a sit down. So I did it. And what happened was the same thing. I became the conduit for all these people to have shows on my network, 45 people to come out and help, 89 million listeners a year now, right? And that's not, I couldn't do it for myself. So it's always giving out so that we can better the whole, so that our teachings go forward and forward and forward to more and more people, and like a domino effect, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you can't really guess how large it's going to be or how beneficial it's going to be, because at the moment you can't conceive of it when it first starts. But then, is you can always get it when you look back over your shoulder and go, oh wow.
Yeah, exactly, because you're in the moment, so you're not really thinking about that. We're going to have to go to break. Jay just did the 60-second shut up thing, and so I'm going to shut up, and we're going to be right back.
Okay.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. I have with us Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert, and we're talking a little bit about everything because I want you to get to know these wonderful people, and they're here for you every second Monday of every month at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and you can tune in and listen to their show, and they have it on archive, so you can go and listen to past shows as well. Well, Happy, how do you balance your professional and personal life? Are you still working at Canyon Ranch?
Yes, I do work at Canyon Ranch, and I'm actually working a lot there because it's high season right now, and we've been doing a lot of events. We just did an event called Illuminate, and it was focusing on metaphysical, and that was, it was very busy. It was long hours. It was a very successful event. I participated in a crystal energy ritual with Trish Devney, who's a crystal seeing bowl master, and I built a huge crystal grid, and we did a whole ritual, like teaching people how to program crystals, doing a joint intention. It was a very powerful experience. And I was also doing a crystal show there, offering sessions. So I've been working a lot there.
Right.
And so it's interesting you're asking about how to balance personal professional life, because right now I might not be doing that very well.
Right? Well, so, I think it's because
it's high season. But one thing I did want to share about that is I have been doing a practice recently of journaling before I go to bed. There's this. You know, it's kind of a new habit I've been developing of kind of like using automatic writing before I go to bed.
Right.
To kind of like tune into the other side of my brain and my unconscious and kind of flesh out, well, am I focused on what's most important? Am I, and it's helping me to relieve stress and stay focused. Because even when we do what we love, if we're always working, we get exhausted. So I've been doing that lately, and I do really feel like that's been helping me, because I wake up in the morning, I'm like, okay, I know what I need to focus on.
Right. You know,
all the things I need to get done, this is my focus. And I think that's really been helping me with like stress and just personal, professional life balance.
I think it's true. What I do automatic writing once a year. I don't go out and celebrate New Year's. What I do is I really get into... I do a lot of things for me to figure out, what I'm supposed to do for the next year. You know, what is my purpose? So I do automatic writing and connect with God or Source, and I do that, and it kind of gives me everything that I need to do for the year. And then to follow up on New Year's Day, I do a picture, one thing side by side, and one of the sides is. What has stopped me during the year, and where is it that I want to go, you know? And it's funny because in the last couple of, the last 4 years, I haven't really had to do anything. It was like a blank page because nothing stopped me. And I'm always doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, so, you know, I get up in the morning and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Okay, that's what I do. And I find everything just moving the way it's supposed to be, and I do what I do in the moment, and it really took a long time to get there, but I do make sure that I break and get out into nature or garden or talk to my plants or you know talk to the animals that are outside, or making sure that I get there. So I've been lately, because I've been working here for almost 23 years, doing this network, I haven't had a chance to go out and do my personal stuff, which I, was doing very well 23 years ago before I started this. So I figured I better write, some books, because, I don't know how long I'm going to be. So I might as well start doing these things. And so I've been producing a book a year. And so with that, I have been connected with this. Going out, you have to promote your book. So I've been with this Soul Search fairs, and so I've been up and down the coast. But they do have one in Scottsdale, and are you guys close to Scottsdale?
Yes, we're only 2 hours mm-hmm. south of Scottsdale.
Okay. You know, so maybe when if I do that, I can do something where we can do something together at the fair, because I have carte blanche there. Yes. You know?
Oh, that would be fun.
So, yeah, wouldn't it be fun? And it just might be just a good time to get together and really, because between us, I mean, we've got a lot of power here that we could actually shift. You know, we might be able to do something. Anyway, we'll talk about that. I think it'll be kind of fun to do, and she's been wanting me to go out and do that one, and it's their biggest one. So it's soulsearch.io, in case you want to take a look at that. It's just kind of an interesting thing. And she has a TV station, which is also a very interesting thing. So anyway, and she's good people like us. So, John, we've had... I wanted to also say, you know, John Dennis, as far as starting the acupuncture school, that was very innovative back in that day. And I was president of a vitamin company for 8 years, and we actually took, with Dr. Kim, we brought in the first Chinese herbals to be formulated to sell into the mainstream vitamin market. And it was interesting.
That's so important. That was really important back then to do that.
Right, right. I mean, God puts me where I'm supposed to be, and then he moves me. I say, okay, what am I doing next? I don't know. Here, go over here. Life is like Girl Scout badges. Yes. I said, okay. John Dennis, what do you guys cover on your Crystal Quest radio show?
Well, crystals.
Right.
We talk about that a lot. But, you know, astrology as it relates to crystals, sort of the astrogemology side of things. We cover about things about earth energy, sacred sites and archaeology, those things. Healing. We've had a couple of master herbalists come on and discuss things on the show, which is fantastic. And then we've had like some people talking about mounds. And especially the Serpent Mound in Ohio. We've had a number of different Native Americans discussing their work. We're trying to take a. Partly it's just like who's sort of like available at the moment. But then we get kind of connected to people who are doing, you know, like important books, but they're, you know, like with you, it's they're putting their knowledge down in a book and sort of like making it more accessible for people.
Right.
And then because they have it, then it gives us the opportunity to make that discussion with them. And then we find out about their lives, and then we find out about what, you know, and the book is usually just the tip of the iceberg in the sense of like, what are they doing? It's all of those kinds of things. I mean, you could say it's around earth and spirituality, and I did a lot of feng shui stuff, so I'm interested in that. And, when Happy and I used to do, joint lectures, at Canyon Ranch, and one of them was like putting together sort of my feng shui stuff with her crystal, and then the sacred sites that are, you know, sort of like in between both of our interests, and so things that have grown out of that is what we, you know, we discuss, and then we're always kind of learning what, you know, like, oh well, this something is related, or some person that we've just learned about has a really key piece of information, and they need to. They need to speak it out so other people can hear them. So I think that's our main thing that we do on the show.
I think it's great, and I think we've got to go to break. So, boy, this is going fast, don't you think? Anyway, we'll go to break, and we'll come right back with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert. So stay with us.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway.
Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Happy Hara and John Dennis Gobert, and we're having a great time over here. I hope you're enjoying it, too, and learning things. And don't forget to listen to Happy Hara and John Dennis on their show, The Crystal Quest, second Monday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Now, Happy, what do you hope that people gain from listening to your show?
So, Linda, I, in our last segment, you know, John Dennis was talking about, you know, he's kind of doing a review of what we do. And I think there's a couple of veins I want to kind of like explore with that is, you know, first and foremost, like raising people's awareness of spiritual consciousness. And probably a little bit more also about how mysterious our world is and the energy that we deal with. You know, we get so stuck in this like almost like the 3D material world, and not stuck even totally like that's what we want, but it's just like we're just tunnel visioned with it. And I think our radio show is sort of exploring like all these, you know, the mysteries of, you know, like maybe don't fully know what our history is, you know, and maybe we don't understand interdimensional consciousness, and exploring spirituality. But probably one of the things I would hope most that people gain from listening to our show is just following a spiritual practice. I do this a lot even in my one-on-one sessions. You know, a lot of people's problems could be helped or remedied if they had a spiritual practice. And I'm constantly telling people, you know, I'm asking them, what is your spiritual background? What were you raised in? You know, what do you practice right now? And, like, I'm always telling people, start praying. That's probably one of the top remedies for people is start praying And if you don't have a spiritual practice, go find one or return to the one that you were raised to with. And then start there and start elevating yourself. And I know in our show we've done many times like guided meditations. One time we had, you know, the Mitchell Hedges skull on the radio. And but we had the man who handles the Mitchell Hedges skull, we had him do a guided meditation, which I thought was really profound and really powerful. And so we do that periodically is have these guided meditations, which I think really help elevate consciousness and just get people to meditate. And I'm always encouraging prayer.
Right. The thing is that you have to understand that, you know, it's a good thing we have a disclaimer on the show with that because, you know, people are driving when they're listening to radio and if they're in meditation, you know, they could swerve off the road. When I was doing, the weight loss tapes and stuff, people said, oh, we were, you know, I had put a disclaimer on there and they were listening to the tapes, which are using visualization, to, you know, guided meditation to lose weight. And they were driving off the road because it was so deep. So you have to be a little careful with that, you know, with radio, but it's great for.
Fortunately, we do have the shows on archive. So then, you know, they can listen to like parts of them later when it's more, you know,
right,
more conducive.
Right. So I would just make
when
a thing.
Safe.
Yeah. So what I would say before you do that, I don't mean to say don't do it. What I'm saying is just remind people, look, if you're driving.
that's good. I'm glad you're reminding us to do that.
Yeah, because, you know, otherwise, you know, some of these people you have on are pretty good. you're gonna be off doing some things in your head. So, anyway, just thought I'd put that in. And John Dennis, what do you think that you'd like people to get from the show?
I would like them essentially just to be open, to what's happening. I think what happens is something comes up and they learn about it and, if they think about it, if they have like an enthusiasm for it. So I think what we're doing is like giving everybody every month an opportunity to get enthused about something, even if it's for 10 minutes and then, you know, you learn something different, learn something new and then connect it to what you're doing.
Great. And where can people find out more about you and Happy and your products and services that you have to offer?
We have a website called ChintamaniMatrix.com, and we do a new moon blog that discusses the crystal of the month, which we usually discuss on the show as well. But it's a little bit more detailed, and that has all kinds of information about how to get connected to us and our services and what we're doing. And then I have to make an amendment to the site because I'm coming up with a new book that's going to be published in September called Spiral Dragon Dharma Gate.
Great.
Which is a particular practice for enlightenment, but also developing your own unique destiny on this planet.
Wow, that's going to be great. Send me a copy and I'll have you on, you know, that'll be great. Hoppy, what are you doing? Are you just going on and just helping people every moment of your life?
I'm working on a big project right now, but I can't really disclose it at the moment. But that's been occupying my time a lot. And I have ideas for books, but I got to get past a certain project, and then once I get past that, I definitely have lots of ideas for books.
Great.
I have enough ideas for books to last me the rest of my life.
Well, that's why.
So it's I think the real problem is getting them all. Having the time to write them all.
Well, isn't that the truth? You know, that's really the truth. I want to say thank you so much for being part of our network, and thank you so much for doing this interview. I absolutely love you both. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Thank you. We love you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, it's what you're doing is very great for the world, so keep on.
All right. Well, we'll keep on keeping on, and we're going to get off of the show right now. Hold on.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway.
Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. This is Linda McKenzie, and you're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. At least you were, because guess what? The party is over for this week, but I'll be back next week, and you can tune in and listen to me then, or on archive. I'm always there, too. And don't forget, we have hrnradio.com, right? And that has, I don't know, over 3,600 podcasts for you to listen to, all positive talk. So get happy. I really enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of surrender, transformation, and light. Bye.